books for children can be their first window into the world they are inheriting. There are so many classics. Goodnight Moon, Where the Wild Things Are. No doubt your family has its favourites, but there are so many kids who still don't see themselves represented. One publishing house is trying to change that. Lee and Low Books comes out of New York, and its offerings this year are a feast of diverse stories, characters, authors, and illustrators. From a little boy who just wants his sick dad to get better, so they traipse together around street markets to find ginger to make a healing juice, to the story of the world's oldest library that was started by Muslim women in Morocco. There are stories about a talent show at a school and a little girl who was kissed by a classmate and didn't want that kiss. So many interesting stories. And to tell us more, we're joined now by Jessica Echeverria, who's the editorial director at Lee and Low Books. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You have so many fun and moving and really beautiful books, and many are published in both Spanish and English. Who are your books for?
Well, we think about our company motto, which is books about everyone and for everyone. So our mission is to celebrate all the different voices and diverse voices in this country.
Now, one of my favorites was called Empty and Me. It's by an Iranian author about a little girl whose mother dies. And for such a hard topic, it was just beautiful. And your books seem to touch on subjects that some might think are too hard for little kids. Talk about why you delve into these topics.
Yeah, you know, some of these topics are difficult topics, but we also think of them as, you know, this is the first time for a lot of children that they're trying to process and make sense of the world around them. And the reality is that death does happen, that children are experiencing a lot of different things around them and are trying, you know, looking for a way to make sense of it. And so we hope our books are there to help parents or caregivers and educators kind of navigate some of those difficult topics and feelings.
And then another one, Zane's Super Friday. It's a story of a little Muslim boy who has so much energy and he wants to play superheroes, but it's time to pray and follow traditions. And this one seems super relevant right now. It's Ramadan. Muslim children might crave to see themselves represented. Tell us how you found this author and story.
Yeah, Henna Khan is the author. She's an amazing, amazing Muslim American author. She has a number of award-winning books. And what Henna's work does is to introduce non-Muslim readers to some Muslim traditions, but also hopefully reflect the experiences of Muslim children in books. And as you saw, the story is really about just a kid just excited and just trying to learn to be patient and to sit still, which I think all kids can relate to.
I mean, I grew up Catholic, having to go to church every Sunday, and I was that little kid with too much energy who had to sit in the seat and listen to the priest. So I totally related to that. You know, you have so many books we could talk about, but we'll let folks check them out online. I'm wondering why books like these still remain so rare, Jessica. Why hasn't the publishing world caught up with the fact that many families want their children to be reading about diverse peoples and cultures and traditions?
Yeah, that's, you know, the big question. The big question that we keep asking ourselves. We've been, as a company, we started in 1991 with this idea that there was a market for, that people work wanting diverse stories, because the idea from other publishers is that there wasn't a market, and we know that that's not true. And, you know, I think diversity is slowly making its way in publishing. There are big efforts being made, but then it's also will, you know, slide back again.
I was just talking with a children's book author who's published many children's books, and she was telling me that recently her five-year-old grandson, who's mixed race, told his mother, "I don't look like you." And that led to a lot of discussion about skin color and family. And the author wrote a book about it, but she can't find anyone to publish it. And she's a published author. I'm wondering just how hard it is out there for authors writing diverse children's books beyond a press like yours to get them published.
There is, I think, a sense in the past of diverse stories only living during heritage months. You know, they would be great for like Black History Month, or they would only be great for Hispanic Heritage Month. And so sometimes kind of rising above that and trying to make a case for it can be difficult. You know, you're up against stories about bunnies and and things. And you know, we're also in an age of book bans. So it can be hard.
Have book bans affected your publishing?
Yes, the book bans are impacting our industry. We just want to keep in mind that the people that are harmed the most from these bans are young people and the artists creating these important books. I mean, this is, for many artists, is their livelihood, and they're seeing their voices and experience being silenced.
Jessica, I can hear the passion in your voice. I wonder if this is personal for you. Did you grow up seeing yourself represented in books?
No. I, you know, like so many other editors and publishing folk, you know, it started with a love of books, but growing up, my family couldn't afford buying books, so I spent most of my time at the library, and I found a lot of solace in the pages of a book. When I started my career, I really spent so much of it thinking about what I would have wished I had as a kid, you know, as an anxious, highly sensitive kid born to immigrant parents. What is it that I need? But now, you know, I've grown as an editor and I'm a parent. I'm trying to think about, what is this new generation of young readers? What do they need? What tools can we help them to grow up in this world?
Jessica Echeverria is the editorial director at Lee & Low Books. And we'll have a link at our website. There are so many beautiful books. Check them out. Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.